Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Today, it's really hard to buy local food year-round.
And some of the best stuff.
Grown, baked, and brewed locally. Isn't easy to find.
A public market in downtown Boston will let you buy the best food available anywhere.
Click the Email the Governor link right here.
Click on this link.
Well, it looks like enough people did click on that link. The Patrick administration says it'll make up to $10 million available to the nonprofit Boston Public Market Association, which produced that web video you just heard, featuring such Boston culinary luminaries as Ming Tsai, Todd English, and Barbara Lynch. So if you've ever been to, say, Seattle's Pike Place Market or Reading Terminal in Philadelphia, you have an idea of what people have been trying to get started in Boston for more than a decade. And now, with his $10 million promise, the governor says he's moving forward with the Market Association's proposal to set up shop in a now-vacant Department of Transportation-owned building along the Greenway, right next to the Haymarket. So joining me now with a little more on the future of food in Boston is Mimi Hall. She's a board member of the Public Market Association. Mimi Hall, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much, Meghna.
Well, let me first ask you, the location that you're talking about for this new public food market is right next to the Haymarket, where street vendors sell fish and produce a couple days a week. It's not that far, a stone's throw from Faneuil Hall and Quincy Market. So I imagine a lot of people are hearing this and wondering, why? What's so different about what you're trying to do?
We're interested in promoting locally grown agricultural products that come from Massachusetts farmers, Massachusetts bakers, Massachusetts fishermen. That's going to be our emphasis. Unlike Haymarket, which has goods that are available from all over the country and all over the world, indeed.
Mm-hmm. So not wholesale food per se, but real local, locally produced produce.
Exactly.
Well, Mimi Hall, if I understand correctly, you just moved not that long ago back to Boston from San Francisco. And, of course, the Ferry Building Marketplace in San Francisco is one of those marquee examples that people like to hold up of successful public markets. So is that what inspired you to push for something similar here?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that really influenced me out in the Bay Area was the food culture. And while my husband and I were really looking forward to being back here in Boston, and once we got back, really happy here, we really missed that the wonderful markets out in San Francisco. And at the Ferry Terminal Building, they do this great farmers market on Saturdays that we would always frequent.
And how do you think the Boston public market might differ from, say, the one you got to know very well in San Francisco?
Yeah, well, the one in San Francisco, it is a private venture. And, you know, ours is going to be a joint venture with the state and city. And also, their offerings tend to be a bit more on the retail side. You know, you'll have a Sur La Table in there, a couple of restaurants. And then on the weekends, they have the farmers come in from the countryside. And what we envision is something more along the lines of that market, but with a greater emphasis on the farmers. You know, so something like what's going on in the San Francisco Ferry Terminal Building on Saturday, but every day of the week. So involving the maximum number of farmers possible.
Well, maybe let me ask you, I mean, about the location itself. I have to say, I've been by there a couple times, and I usually just recognize it as the place where Haymarket Tea Stop is. And it seems an unlikely place for a market because it's also one of the vent buildings that funnels exhaust out of the Big Dig Tunnel. So why that building and that spot right there in particular?
Well, you know, it's available. The building it's got 30,000 square feet available, which is really perfect size for a market to feature all of the bounty of Massachusetts, all of the different things that we have to offer. It also has loading docks, you know, which don't seem incredibly sexy to people who aren't in the public market arena, but it is sort of physically a perfect space for us to utilize.
Well, I should tell our listeners that we've got a design sketch of the site on our website. That's wbur.org/Boston, so you can check it out. Mimi Hall, let me ask you, it's also, I mean, in terms of getting potential customers there, it's obviously a transportation hub. There's the Haymarket stop and Government Center right next to it. But you want to bring people in from the region as well, and that part of downtown Boston, not necessarily known for parking.
Well, you know, the nice thing about this particular building is there's a parking garage on top of that building, actually.
Mm-hmm. And is it going to be, I mean, is it going to basically double the cost of a person's trip to the market? Because the parking isn't necessarily cheap, is it?
It isn't necessarily cheap. Right now, that lot is subsidized, you know, but we don't know if that will continue, you know, as things start to change as we move into that. That remains to be seen. Be something to hope for, but we do not know at this time.
Well, can you tell us a little bit more about what you envision the market to look like in terms of, you know, how many vendors are we talking about, and who specifically? What might we see if we're walking up and down the halls doing a little shopping?
Absolutely. Well, you know, really one of the wonderful things about this particular space, too, that I don't want to forget about is the Greenway. I mean, the Greenway is just having this absolutely wonderful front yard. So we really envision this being connected to the Greenway, and the people coming in, getting their lunch, doing a little bit of shopping, and then taking it out to the Greenway to enjoy it. So we do hope that in the summertime we'll have the vendors spilling out, you know, onto the sidewalks. There's a nice sidewalk out there. And then inside, you will find all different kinds of vendors from Massachusetts, you know, especially in the summertime when the agriculture comes in. We'll hopefully expand out to the sidewalks with the agriculture, and then we'll be able in the inside to have continuing agricultural products throughout the season, and then breads, hopefully some bakeries, fish, lobsters. And these are things right now that are really difficult to sell at the farmers markets in the open air. And we'll be able to actually produce these things and act as an incubator for these businesses at the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, a little earlier today, we went down to the Haymarket area and actually talked to some of the people there, neighboring businesses to the site that you're considering. Mm-hmm. And here's what they had to say about the possibility of having a new public market right next door.
My name is Roy Fournier, and I owned Harry's Cheese and Cold Cut Store. I think it might be a good thing for us. I just don't think it's going to hurt us too much as far as business. I think it's just going to bring more people into the Boston area.
My name is Marcel, and I'm a head baker here at Carolyn's Bakery. Same thing happened when McDonald's was coming in town. Everybody was a little bit nervous, but it seemed everything, you know, still the same.
Jim Malin, I'm the general manager at the Union Oyster House in Boston. It's just one more thing that I think makes a visitor's experience that much better, and their memories warmer of Boston as they leave.
So, Mimi Hall, you can hear that everyone that we talked to today was very optimistic and happy about the idea of having a Boston public market next door. The group that was missing, of course, were the Haymarket vendors, because they weren't out today, so we couldn't ask them how they feel. So I wonder, what's your sense as to basically why wouldn't your market effectively shove out those Haymarket vendors who've been there for decades?
Haymarket vendors are offering really different products. You're going to get really very, very competitive prices with food that isn't necessarily local or in season. And the way that I personally envision myself using both of the markets is, for instance, at this time of the year, going to the Boston Public Market, getting some wonderfully locally grown tomatoes, some locally grown cilantro, and then adding it to some avocado, you know, that I might get at Haymarket to do the guacamole.
I see. Well, if I understand correctly, at this moment, the Patrick administration says it's going to provide you with some $4 million to start getting the space ready for vendors. Is that enough? Is that a good-sized package to get the place up and running?
It's enough to get us started. We'll have some more fundraising ahead of us, but we believe that we can close that gap, and we feel really great about the support that we've gotten from the state, not only the state, the city, and then the Department of Transportation mm-hmm. as well.
Well, and what timeline do you have for completion? When might the market actually be open to the public?
We could be looking at about 18 months because the building is already there. Mm-hmm. It needs a build out. So, you know, with any luck, about 18 maybe 24 months.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mimi Hall, I've got one last question for you, because obviously in your voice we can hear your excitement about locally sourced agriculture, this concept of a public market. And, you know, quite frankly, around Massachusetts there seems to be an equal amount of excitement for local food. There's a lot of demand out there. So with all that demand, do you really feel like you need public support at all? Why not just make it an entirely private venture?
Well, you know, this is really about supporting so much more than just food in the city. I mean, that's an element of it, but we're also supporting Massachusetts farmers. And we need the state's support to do that. Most of the states out there that have successful public markets are supported by the states. The margins that the farmers are working with are really, really low. It's very challenging business. So, you know, the state sees the value in supporting our project because it not only supports our urban communities and brings that great food into us who live here in Boston, it supports the farmers and it preserves their land, you know, land that's been in their families for generations, and allows them to keep farms working. So I believe that's why the state has shown great interest, and I believe that's why we should keep working with the state as well.
Well, Mimi Hall, board member for the Boston Public Market Association, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Up next...
It's a sobering moment in any police officer's career when you've notified or you're the first person to inform a parent that their child is on their way to the hospital.
Documentaries and dramas at the 12th Annual International Roxbury International Film Festival. We'll sneak a peek when we come back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.